All right, so Oh Yeah We Talk is Jay Styles broadcasting live from Sporty LA 7753 Melrose. Make sure you check out the hard to find Styles in Sporty LA right here. Find them on Facebook at Sporty LA, Twitter at Sporty LA, and make sure you check them out at SportyLAMedia.com. All right, so we're going to get into, J-Rod, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, man. This is the first show of 2015.
We back, man.
V Brown, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm chilling over here. You chilling? Looking at some shoes, you know.
I see. I'm
trying to see what
Kenny Kells, a.k.a. Breeze Easy.
Yo, feeling good.
Feeling good?
Yeah, chilling.
All right, man, let's go ahead and get it, man. It's Grammy week. We had a lot of celebrities in town, man. A-Town just stopped by. Shout out to A-Town, man. Let's go ahead and get into the Keenings album, Full Speed. I thought the album was okay. How did y'all feel about the album?
Mediocre.
Yeah.
I don't want no mediocre. It was all right. Yeah, it was all right. I was like...
It wasn't terrible.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
It's kind of forgettable.
He won't be winning a Grammy next year.
That's... I feel like that's actually a really nice way to put it, because I was going to say it was really forgettable for me. I didn't think it was that good.
I mean, it was cool. The best song on there was Deja Lo For Real. That was the best song on there. But it was, I don't think anybody expect anything from Kid Ink. So, you know, it's cool. You know, I don't think that's a diss.
I mean, because with Kid Ink, people check for singles, right?
Yeah.
Like, right.
Like,
I mean,
when's that new album coming out? But this was a good body of work. Like, if you like his singles, you'll probably enjoy the album.
Yeah, what do you got? Because he got what, two? He got Hotel on the radio right now.
Body Language.
He got Body Language on the radio. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that Dej Lo song will be on the radio.
Oh, no, it's already being played.
Is it?
Be Real's already been played, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's three singles right there, man. So.
That's a great album. I mean,
if you can have three singles, yeah.
I mean, and then two, I was shocked because. I didn't even know this was his second album. I was like, dang, he released the first album? You know? Because I know about Main Chick and Show Me. I know about the singles, but I didn't even know he released the album for that. So
I think it was a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Two years ago.
Until right now.
Okay. I was like, wow. You know? So
what was it called?
In My Own Lane.
Oh,
or My Own Lane.
I remember promotions for that.
I don't at all.
Nick brought up a good point, though, how, like, the production on the album was pretty good. I mean, at least it was very representative of 2015 and how that's what
I don't
popular...
know if that's good, though.
I mean,
but you know,
I didn't think it was, but it's still...
Like, it was contemporary. That's the word we're using.
That's true.
I guess what I can say about it, I think that he had too many features. If he was trying to really come out...
No. That's what sells
right
it,
now.
Though.
No,
yeah.
I mean, no, no, it's
who
not...
Even, like, who doesn't have features, right?
Kendrick didn't have...
Kendrick
didn't
have
features. J. Cole, yeah, J. Cole didn't have... But that's like, what I'm saying.
You're talking about amazing lyricists.
But listen, if you're trying to... I mean, it
don't
matter.
You have to
really
have a specific formula. I mean, just make hot music.
If you're really trying to...
That's it.
...have an identity, you should have less features on your album. You know, period. He had what, Trey Songz, he had Dej Loaf,
Young Thug.
Migos, Young Thug.
Okay, don't kill the man dream. He needs to make some sales. That's the only way he's gonna do it. Sorry.
You know. I don't know. To me, I feel like he had too many features on there.
I was disappointed because that Hot Boy song, I really wanted them to have an actual Hot Boys member. Like, they should have gotten maybe not Wayne, but they could have gotten Juvenile.
Or Young Turk.
I didn't like that song though.
BG, he's in jail. Yeah.
He could have recorded it over a phone.
Is BG still
like Shine?
Still in jail? BG?
I think he is.
He went back to jail.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why? What?
I didn't know that.
It's a good question.
Thug Life.
All right, so we're going to let y'all hear Dej Loaf. That's my favorite song on the album, man. It's called Be Real, Dej Loaf, Kid Ink. Kelly Kill's going to get that on, man. It's Sporty LA, 7753 Melrose Avenue, man. Come mess with us, man. Shout out to Nora. Nora's in the building. What's up, Nora? My man Nick Nookum is in the building.
Only nigga hit failing yourself. Walk in and bitches start
decline, I'm in this. Representing Westside. A lot of people try to tell me I'm the next guy. Back gang got it tatted by my left eye. Chain gang over here, no neckties. But you know I'm all about the business. From beginning to the end, and never sipping, never slipping, sipping P-A-T-R-O to the tell me I'm the next guy. Back gang got it tatted by my left eye. Chain gang over here, no neckties. But you know I'm all about the business. From beginning to the end, and never simping, never slipping, sipping P-A-T-R-O to the end. And if I'm in the building, no, it's complaints from the tenants on the rim.
You call anyone you want, I'ma kill them all better on. See, we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. We all know the deal. So let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Slow
down, back. It's enough to go round back. Been drinking like you're thirsty. How you make it to my section in the first place? Nah, I ain't tripping, shit is not enough. They say it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm a boss like Gotti. Rack time forward and I still pop my. Roll up, good Cali, la-di-da-di. It's just me and all my homies at your door like the shining. Feel like can't nobody stop me. No, I'm a hot in the bitch that I'm with, no, she hot stuff. Pull up in the Hot Wheels, ball and get your hot stuff. If you got a problem, hotline 911, but we'll never call the cops. For real,
you call anyone you want, I'ma kill them all better on. See, we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. We all know the deal. So let's just be honest. Let's just be real.
Alright, man. Oh, yo, we talk. Down at Sporty LA on Melrose, 7753. Make sure y'all check out the hard to find styles and the colors and the latest models. You can find Sporty LA on Facebook. You can find them on Twitter. Make sure y'all check out their blog at sportylamedia.com. Also, man, Sporty LA teamed up with Soul Bicycles. Bicycles should be an extension of your life, extension of your art, man. So make sure you go check out the bicycles on sportylamedia.com. All right, so go ahead, moving to the next topic, man. We're going to talk about this Georgia barbershop that's basically giving kids a Benjamin Button haircut as a disciplinary action. What do y'all think about that?
Who thought of this? I mean, I know the parents probably trying to punish their kids, but who thought of making this a business?
Well, it's the actual barbershop.
No, it's like a barbershop.
The owner of the barbershop.
Yeah,
he made this up, so he's like promoting.
See what happened was that I guess his son was getting in trouble. So what he did was he basically cut his son's head to like a old man hairstyle.
I saw it.
He's got a bald spot.
Yeah, yes. It was crazy.
But now he's making it into a business. Like, if your kid messes up, bring him to me and I'll cut his hair.
Bring him.
No. I think he already has a barbershop, on social media. Right? Then I think people start reacting to it. Like, hey, man, can you do my kid like that? Because he's been acting up in school.
Sure. You know? His thing was like, if you want to act grown, now you can look grown.
I think it's good.
Me too.
I think it's a good idea. I don't know. I mean, I feel like my parents have done some embarrassing things to me, but it was like a temporary embarrassment. Like, they might slap me in front of everybody, you know, but it's not like my hair is going to be messed up.
I mean, this is temporary too, though, because it grows back.
I don't think they would do that too.
That's a long time. 2 weeks. You get a haircut every 2 weeks.
Right? I mean, but you can go back to the barber like within 3 days and get it fixed. I think it's a good idea, man, because every time I go to the barbershop, kids like, they like real good hairstyles. You know, they
everyone
like you to
come. Does. Exactly.
Yeah, no one likes having a bad haircut.
But I'm saying, like, really, kids, they really like those designs in their heads and stuff like that. Oh, so, sure. I mean, to punish them, if they're doing bad in school, why not give them a bad haircut?
So what would you do to a girl that's messing up in school? You can't cut her hair off.
Ooh.
No, you can't cut a girl.
So what you going to do?
I mean,
because I'm a girl. I ain't never had to go through this.
Those
so I'm just figuring. I'm
like, are gone.
I mean, it's usually little boys anyway that are like the troublemakers.
I don't know, guys. Let's not make this gendered.
Please don't start.
I'm throwing guys.
It doesn't have to be that
way. I'm throwing guys under the bus here.
I'm just saying, but we don't have to do that either.
Hey, I don't know, because when girls get in those teen years, man, they start to sneak out the window.
Kids are kind of terrible, period.
This is true.
Not kind of terrible. They are terrible. I mean, it really is.
I don't know.
I think it's a good idea, man.
It feels drastic. Seriously. Like, it's a lot to do to cut, like, a bald spot in your kid's head because he came home with these or whatever. That's rude.
Yeah, I think you should just come up with something else. Maybe punishment, take the Xbox from
them.
That's
also true.
You know, take their cell phones from them, like, whatever is distracting them.
I mean, does, like, a 6-year-old have a cell phone now?
Yes,
these days, I've seen kids, they know how to operate iPhones, like, they have Xboxes. Like, I remember my cousin, we used to play Sega Genesis back in the day, and we were like 6 years old.
But you do know that, like, certain things work for certain kids, you know? So Xboxes may not work for one kid, but getting a messed up haircut, it's going to work for
that
other kid, you know what I'm saying? So everything is different. Like me, when I was a kid, I used to get like beat downs, but that didn't work for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom used to whip me. It came to a point where I used to count how many times my mama would whoop me until she got tired. So I know when she got to 19, 20, oh, she about to get tired, you know what I'm saying? Because they ain't phased me no more. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I used to do? I used to put on an extra pair of pants. So if I was getting a whooping,
nah, my mama didn't play
she
that.
She wouldn't know.
Mama didn't play that. She said, take your pants down.
Pick the switch that they used to beat me. And if you got a week to get two of them. So it was, you picked the good one the first time? Oh, yeah, fair enough. That happened maybe 3 times, and I was like, I'll never be bad again. Mm-hmm. So it worked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Different disciplinary actions work for different kids, you know? Sometimes people just, like me, I just needed somebody to talk to me. Just talk to me, I'm good. You know?
Just talk to me.
Yeah, because beatdowns ain't going to work, you know?
Because they're hard-headed.
I looked at it because it's going to be over in what? A minute, 2 minutes, it'll be over. I'll be watching TV, watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
What a way to look at that.
That's how I thought as a child, man. It'd be over about 2 minutes.
So you think the 2-week-long punishment of having to grow your hair back?
Well, actually, in the article, the guy said that he fixed his kid's hair within 3 days. So
that was nice of him.
You know, so, I mean...
Yeah, the kid's hair grew back.
It doesn't have to be 2 weeks, but I'm saying, I mean, if they go to school 2 days with that hairstyle, you know, they should learn their lesson, you know. I think it's good, man. Shout out to that barber in Georgia, man. So when I have my kids, man, I'm going to take my boys to you. Because I already know I'm going to have some hair, man.
I don't know about that one, but we don't have any solutions for a little girl messing up. There's no solution for that.
Also, none of us have kids. So.
Yeah,
thank
so
God.
We have
I don't know if we're the best
speaking on this.
People to talk about.
Yeah,
this.
You know what? That's true. That's true. Someone with kids.
But we were
would
once
have
kids.
We can speak to the experience.
So the Grammys, Grammy Week, Grammys going on. LA has been crazy. Shout out to Eminem. Eminem got album of the year.
Rap album of the year.
Rap album of the year.
Yeah, come on, let's not be outrageous. Yeah, come on.
So Eminem got Rap Album of the Year over Iggy. A lot of people thought Iggy, including myself, was going to take this one home, but I'm just glad that she didn't. But Childish Gambino really should have taken it home.
YG should have taken it home.
He should have at least got a nod. He really should have.
You know they don't want somebody with tattoos
on like
their
Q-Tube.
Face.
Schoolboy
they don't want
some.
Them in the building of the Grammys.
No, I mean, Schoolboy is good, but I mean, I don't know. Kendrick's album was better, though.
Who?
Kendrick's album was better, so like you couldn't have like if Kendrick wasn't gonna win, Schoolboy wasn't gonna win.
Yeah, but the people at the Grammys, man, they don't know anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They don't listen to the albums anyway, so it's like, it don't even matter. All they go off of is popularity and, you know, sales.
Was sure. Eminem's album popular? Because
Eminem is popular.
He's popular, but was the album popular? Because that's just
like saying Madonna is still popular,
but I didn't like the album.
No, it came and went. Yeah. It came and went.
M is not the same M from way back. You
know? Yeah, he's sober.
Yeah, he's definitely not the same.
You know? So. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. So we'll be back with the next topic. We're going to get into Bobby Shmurda. But right now, we're going to leave it to DJ Breezy Easy. What you got, Kels?
Jello Beats, holla at me.
Keep it on him, he done drop. And he be wildin', he some hot. Tones known to get busy with them. Try to run down and you could catch. Running through these checks till I pass out. And shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a get up on my trap house. I've been selling since like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit made. That told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out. You talking cash, dog, I goes all out. Shorty love the way that I flow out. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no cats inside my dog. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free fan on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some shots on them. I send a little dot, I send a drop on them. She gon' call me up and I'ma stick the highs on them. Grammy Savage, that's what we are. Grammy sh** dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. But GS for my squad. And bitch, if it's a problem, we gon' gun ball. Popping up the A. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Raw. Broad daylight and we gon' let them things blow. Tell them niggas free me, she Subway, free breezy. And tell my niggas murder team. Call that body. About a week ago, with us and then we tweaking. Run up on that nigga, get to squeezing. Everybody catch him. Got me on my bully, yo. I'ma run up with that gun on him. I'ma run up, go dumb on him. Niggas got me on that young. Got me on that go dumb shit. Got me on that go dumb shit, man. Trap mode in this motherfucker. Pop it in the bitch. Hey, yo, pull up. I need some more drinks.
All right, man. Oh, yo, we talk is J Styles, Jared, V Brown. Breezy, easy on the ones and twos, man. Shout out to DJ Primetime, man. He's the engineer in the building.
Mastermind.
Man. Yeah, the mastermind behind the whole thing. Nick Newcomb's in the building. Nora's in the building. All right, shout out to Sporty LA 7753 on Melrose. Make sure y'all come on out, man. Sporty LA is getting ready to reintroduce the iconic exercise sandal from Dr. Scholl's. They got a 45-day exclusive. They got 5 different colors, silver, black, gold, white, leopard. You can find out more on sportylamedia.com. Actually, here, one of the slippers right here.
Jay's going to try it on.
You know what? Actually, I should have...
Did you pick those out?
I need to get some male. I need to get some male slippers to try on. Because I'm flat footed, so you know.
Just get some flip flops.
Sometimes I had to get Dr. Scholl's in my shoes. I'm flat footed, so.
I think you're more of like a mob though, like those and taupe maybe. Taupe.
I don't know.
Stick to your Jordans, man. Stick to the Jordans.
Yo, I could never look at you seriously.
Hey, try this on, V Brown.
Oh, I was like, I'm not trying it on.
Jared, I'm good with what I got on. Right
try
now.
This on, V Brown.
I'm good.
See what it do, man.
I mean, I could try some Air Max or something, possibly.
We all need a new pair of boat shoes. I don't know about you guys, but
maybe silly, some Converse, silly, even.
All right, man. So Bobby Shmurda, he's been locked up probably about a month and a half, man, for pretty much everything, man. conspiracy, endangerment, gun charges.
For snitching on the track. He told everything.
Yeah, self-snitching.
Shmurda might do some time, man. So basically, earlier in the week, man, it was said on a couple of websites that he was going to actually post bail for $2 million. Actually, he got a bail bondsman that pretty much bailed a lot of people out in the past, like Ja Rule and some other artists.
DMX.
And supposedly, the bail arrangement didn't go through. They put it on hold. So Bobby Shmurda is still locked up in jail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And ain't no telling when he's going to get out.
That's a cautionary tale for you rappers. At least, you know, give a little fiction or like base your rap on a true story, but don't tell exactly the name, the time, the date that it happened.
So let me
the
ask.
Street.
So where does Bobby go from here when he does get out of jail? Like, where his rap career?
There might not be a win, though, for a while.
I mean, like, gun charges.
And New York is serious.
Yeah, New York's no joke on gun charges.
They don't play about that at all.
I'm just saying, though. I don't know. I mean, I think it's almost done. I mean, I think when Bobby came out, I was like, he's going to have 15 minutes. He maybe had 8.5 because he went to jail really quick. But I think he's done.
I mean, he could didn't Shine like release an album that he recorded all through a phone, the prison phone. He did that, right? Yeah,
I remember that.
And so, I mean, I guess he could do that.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, nobody's gonna buy that.
Nobody's checking for Bobby because his lyrics are super hot or fresh or whatever. It's like
it was the beat.
It's the beat, yeah. Which
it was like we just wanted to do the dance,
and we liked his swag.
I mean, that was a hot song. Hot Nigga was a hot. It was just a hot song.
No, absolutely. I mean, we're listening to Bobby right now. Like,
I'm not a fan of this record either.
Really? Bobby, you gotta see the video.
It is. It's dumb, man.
It's adorable.
Bobby Bitch.
I'm not a fan of it. It's adorable. That's why I like him though, because he's like little and cute, and like he's gonna get out of jail all hardened criminal and.
Isn't he already a hardened criminal?
No, he's not. Like he's 16 or something with an attitude problem.
I mean, but I'm thinking, though, you know...
He shot someone.
I don't think he shot anyone. I think his friend shot
Mitch
people.
Did.
Yeah.
He said he caught a body about a week ago.
No, not him.
No, Mitch.
Oh, I thought he caught a
body. No.
That's the thing. Like, I don't think Bobby is doing...
So then why he going to jail?
For gun charges. Mm-hmm. Gun charges, endangerment, conspiracy.
Pretty much everything under the
sun. So he had a gun and didn't even use it? Is that what we're saying?
Wait, you can't have a gun, period, in New York. What is it? You gotta have.
I don't know.
They have like really strict.
I think you would need a permit.
Yeah, he does not have. I can guarantee he does not have a permit.
He doesn't have a concealed.
No, that's why he got locked up. Gun charge. Yeah.
That's sad.
So, but what I'm thinking is because you know a lot of artists got locked up in the past. You got T.I., Lil Wayne.
Yeah, but he's not as good as
they weren't facing that many years, were they?
But
I mean, T.I. was.
He's not what 2 years.
T.I. was.
He did 2 years and came back and did another year. How did that happen?
But T.I.
something like that. But like he fell off after that though, like in terms of talent. And when all these guys were going to jail, they already had like a large body of work and were already established artists. Like Bobby Shmurda is like right at the beginning.
Very beginning.
Yeah, one song.
Yeah, one like he didn't even
one
have like
hit, one
yeah,
hit.
He and didn't have like a mixtape or anything.
They're not even backing him at all. He don't have no money. He had to get a loan shark.
Mean,
this bail person that's gonna help him supposedly is a loan shark. He helps celebrities get out of jail.
Oh, yeah.
So they can be in debt to him, and he already is not making money. So
exactly, that's the point.
Poor Bobby.
Poor Bobby.
Well, I mean, shout out to Shmurda.
It's already hard enough.
He does have a. I'm sorry.
No, what were you gonna say?
He has an album out with Migos. called Schmigos.
Did Schmurder She Wrote ever come out? Is that out? It did?
Yeah, it did. It was like six tracks. Like,
oh, that was an EP. Yeah, I thought it was an album. Did they switch it to an EP after
probably
he went to jail?
He went to jail.
Yeah, it would have been an EP. It was only six songs.
I thought it was going to be an album for some reason.
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
We talked about that.
Schmurder.
Yeah, we talked about that. It was an alright EP too. I thought it was alright EP. So,
well, we'll see you in 15 years, Bobby.
He'll only be 30, so he still has a chance. 15 he could be a 30-year-old rapper.
Yeah, he could come back like 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, all right, man.
Wait,
so,
did 2 Chainz go to jail?
No. You know how he like got popular
started when he was
once
like 36,
like 35.
That is true. Jared got a point. Yeah, because 2 Chainz only had that one song, and everybody thought that was Lil Wayne's song. Anyway.
Duffel bag.
He has 15 years to come up with a dope album.
Everybody thought that was Lil Wayne's song, but I was.
I didn't know.
That's what Bobby Schmurder should look at. Honestly, is like, okay, I need
or
to
Juicy,
come out
or
and
Juicy
re-
J. Juicy J
but
came
Juicy
back.
Juicy J like never went away.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Even if he went away, he had multiple albums and he was a part of a group. So
and mad mixtapes.
Yeah. So
I think we can't even compare those. We put Juicy J and them back on was that Grammy. And then from there.
Sure, yeah.
No. He didn't win a Grammy. He won an Oscar.
Oscar, yeah.
Oscar.
Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty big. All right, man. So when we come back, man, we're going to go into Kendrick. Everybody's waiting on his album. And TD, the owner of TD, or the CEO of TDE, has something to say about his album, man. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Right here at Sporty LA on Melrose, 7753. Y'all come through.
I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake. If I did, I'd menage with him and let him eat my air like a cupcake. My man, fool, he just ate. I don't duck nobody but tape. Yeah, that was a setup for a punchline on duct tape. Worry about if my butt fake. Worry about John looking us straight. These girls are my sons, John and Kate. Plus 8, when I walk in, sit up straight. I don't give a fuck if I was late. Dinner with my man on a G5 is my idea of an update. Hut 1, hut 2. Big biggies, big butt 2. Up with them real niggas who don't tell niggas what they up to. Had the shell beat with the top ears. Ring finger with a rock ears. These couldn't test me even if the name was Pop Quiz. Bad beats who I fuck with. Mavs if we don't fuck with. I don't fuck with them chickens unless they last name is Cutlet. Let it soak in like seasoning. And tell them, blow me. Lance even
freeze every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. None but real news only. Bad bitches only. Rich bitches only. Independents only. Boss news only. Thick. Only. I got my real nigga sit by my side. Only.
I never fuck Nikki cause she got a man. But when that's over, then I'm first in line. And the other day in her Maybach, I thought, God damn, this is the perfect time. We had just come from that video. You know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at the door. Yeah, low key and maybe high key. I been peeped that you like me, you know? Who the fuck you really wanna be with besides me? I mean, it doesn't take much for us to do this shit quietly. I mean, she say I'm obsessed with thick women, and I agree. Yeah, that's right. I like my girls BBW. Yeah, type don't want to smoke you dry and then eat some lunch with you. Yeah, so thick that everybody else in the room is so uncomfortable. It's on Houston, Texas, but the face look just like Claire Huxtable. Oh, yeah. You the man in the city when the mayor fuck with you. The NBA players fuck with you. The badass bitch if doing makeup and hair fuck with you. That's cause I believe in something and I stand for it. And Nikki, if you ever try to fuck, just give me the heads up so I can plan for it.
Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Hey. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. None but real news only. Bad
lonely. Rich, lonely. Independent, pendant, lonely. Boss, lonely. Thick, lonely. I got my real nigga sit by my side. Only. I never fuck nigga, that's fucked up. If I did fuck, she be fucked up. Whoever is hitting ain't hitting it right. Cause she act like she need it in her life. That's another story, I'm no storyteller. I pure greatness like gold is yellow. All my goons so overzealous. I'm from Holly Grove, the holy Mecca. Talent to say I got running for days. I sperm and I shake, but I'm stuck in my ways. My girlfriend would beat up and cuff if she wave. They better not f*** with her surfboard. Surfboard, my eyes just so bright, I take cover for shade. Don't have my money, take mothers instead. You got the hiccups, you swallow the truth. Then I make you bird boy. Creepy fresh sirloin, I'm talking about running in houses with army guns. So think about your son and daughter rooms. Got two swimming messed up, they got smaller guns. Ain't thinking about your son and daughter rooms. This shit is crazy, my dude. I'm embracing my nugget, that money talk, I just rephrasing my dick. Blood gang, take the B, I'll behave your man. Looking for reals, if you mouth off, I blow your face off. I mean, pop, 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 then I take off. Now you see me, now you don't. Like Jamie Foxx, acting like Ray Charles. 16 in a clip, one in a chamber. 17 wall bullet with 17 bullets. My story is how I went from poor me to police, pour me a drink and celebrate with me.
Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet.
Yeah, moolah, baby.
Nothing but real noobs only. Bad bitches only. Rich bitches only. Independent bitches only. Boss noobs only. Thick bitches only. I got my real noobs sit by my side. Only.
All right, man, Sporty LA 7753 on Merrow's. Make sure you check him out online at Facebook, Sporty LA. Also, Twitter, Sporty LA. And check him out at SportyLAMedia.com. All right, so we're going to get into Kendrick Lamar. A lot of speculation about his album, man. Actually, it was supposed to drop like sometime last year when he did I, and then they changed the date. When it really never had a date, but it was a lot of speculation.
Well, that was the rumor, yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of speculation that it was coming out when he dropped I, and then it was supposed to come out like January 27th, I believe. But no dates have been, came out yet. So the CEO of TDE, he put on his Twitter page, 1 week, 1 million is the goal. So you think Kendrick can do 1 million?
Absolutely not.
A platinum? 1 week?
Absolutely not.
No.
And I say that as someone that like loves Kendrick, but
he probably can do both.
It's good to have goals.
500.
Maybe yeah.
500.
I say speak it into existence.
For yeah. Yeah, yeah that's a good way to put yourself. It, V. Yeah.
But that's all I can say about it.
I mean, it's awesome to shoot for and, you know, set goals. I want to set 1 million, but like realistically, and it's not like we're in the camp, like you can look at it and be like, well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, they got to have some marketing tricks up their sleeve.
Well, J. Cole did what, 374 the first week? 374,
yeah,
something
like
that.
That.
You think you'll beat J. Cole?
Yeah. I mean, he's more popular. But you got to look at, like, if okay, oh, so no. he wants to do 1 million. He's not, that would mean he's, like, almost three times as popular as J. Cole, and he's not that much more popular than J. Cole is.
Nope.
You know?
I don't think it has to do with popular, because we learned that from J. Cole. J. Cole is not that popular. People just like this music.
No, I think he's a popular.
He's pretty popular.
He built himself into a popular artist.
He started at, like, as like a poppy rapper artist for sure. His big hit,
Workout,
yeah, was like, I mean, that's radio ready,
yeah.
So you're
gonna
get people who wouldn't normally buy hip hop albums even looking
that's
for
true.
Him. But I mean, nobody, no, like, you have to be Taylor Swift,
like,
to sell a million records right now,
yeah.
Exactly.
And like the article said, like, the last male artist to go platinum in a week was Lil Wayne.
No, 2008.
Carter 3.
Yeah.
And he had Lollipop, and that was like, you know, an insanely huge record. And Kendrick's never had
I can't believe that went platinum too. That went, and that's because he pushed it back so long. He kept pushing it back.
No, but everyone was waiting on that one though.
Sure. Anticipation.
But
crazy.
I think just the CEO saying that, that's kind of like a mind trick to get people to buy
it
into
does.
It. You know
puts
what I mean?
It, yeah, that's true.
Those people that are really
like
those
on the
Kendrick
fence,
fans, they might rush out a little faster or go get it, try to help them out. I don't know.
I think that's for the on the fence people that
nobody
like.
Nobody is selling records like that right now. Like,
but Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
And that's it.
But like.
That's true, yeah. Because
like, nobody is a platinum selling artist. That's true. Like we talked earlier about how there was none in 2014, right?
Yeah, until Taylor Swift.
Until Taylor, and that was December or November.
Yeah.
So, do you think they're gonna buy his albums and kind of like?
I don't think they can do that anymore.
All you gotta do is get somebody to buy
the album. Yeah, how would they know? They wouldn't know.
What do you mean?
If they send somebody from the camp to buy a lot of albums, like how
and
would
I
they
also
know?
Love
I just
Pinterest.
Don't think that's like a feasible thing to do though. Now
artists do that.
Yeah, it's feasible.
I mean, artists do, but like
coming back into
your
pocket.
Yeah,
I can't. I'd be shocked.
Actually, I think that's what happened with when Lil Wayne sold a million. I think
he was that popular.
Well, I'm just saying Birdman bought a lot of them albums too. He bought a lot.
I mean, probably for Carter 4, not for Carter 3.
The one he did a million. What was that? Carter 3.
Carter 3.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He bought a lot of those albums.
No, I don't think so. No, because he had like Lollipop. He had a Millie.
I know a lot of people who own that album personally. Like,
what I'm saying is,
I remember that was a big thing.
That album probably was like in real sales 800,000, and he probably bought the rest of them. That's what I'm saying.
It's so much easier now just because you can go on
do
iTunes.
That?
You can go on
iTunes. I mean, artists they've been doing that.
Yeah, but that's kind of a foolish thing to do though, because like that means they're signed to Universal, right? Like Cash Money.
It's the
umbrella.
Yeah.
So like. I mean, if they're buying them, I mean, they're still Universal's getting the majority of that money anyway.
You're getting the title that no one else can get because last year no one went platinum. So if Kendrick goes platinum this year, he's probably going to be the only one to go platinum this year.
Absolutely.
So just having that title is going to give him a push.
It's. I don't think it's going to go down. It would be awesome if it went down that way.
Yeah, I don't think it'll go down.
But
either.
I just don't think anyone can do that right now.
He won't even get close.
Even Kendrick.
Is Kendrick even the one that would though? I mean, I would think it would be Drake.
That's the thing, Drake's right?
Drake's more popular than Kendrick is.
Does he have an album in the works?
No. I mean, well,
Drake has an album
in the works.
Way.
Yeah. But if anyone was gonna potentially do platinum as a rapper, it'd be Drake.
Nobody's doing platinum as a hip hop artist. Not in the first week.
No, not in the first week.
Yeah, it just because.
Nope.
But I don't think as any artist, I don't think any male artist could. I think it has to be a female artist that could go platinum.
Artist, not
yeah,
rapper. Because I was like, Nicki's not doing it.
No. I think it would have to be a female artist. Like look at the last ones, dude. It's like Taylor Swift. Adele.
Is that what you said?
No, too many people
hate
her.
I'm just trying to ruffle you guys up.
You have to be like a likable person. People have to like your persona. Like Adele, Beyonce.
Oh, Adele. She definitely
Taylor Swift, you know, artists like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so man, we at Sporty LA. 7753 on Merrose. We're going to be back with Lil Wayne announces the free Wheezy album. We're coming back with that. Breezy Easy on the ones and twos, man. Let's go. A Millie.
Whole motherfucking family, and I ain't playing with nobody. fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Check out the map or the 40. Turn it to some macaroni. Tell me how you want it, I'm on it. I really mean it, I'm just not recording. Get a little bro to chopper for all you aquas. Leave a jib, head imposter. You are an imposter, ain't got no money. Put the burner to his tummy and make it bubbly. I really hate, cause I'm a Nazi. Love wearing all black, you should see my closet. Rock that all white when I'm feeling godly. Pop out like coke, I ain't got a pocket. Cause y'all saying my hood love me. Boy, 214, real niggas know me. I've been on my mind since they killed my cousin. Bring my cousin Devin, man, he just called me. All these love me, can't get them off me. Around gave him my number, he won't stop calling. I be DMV to click, see a scoring. VIP in the club, while your section boring. Gotta set it off like Jada Pinkett. Clean Latifah, you roll around with your nieces. TT, mind full of money, got a heart full of demons. Mobbing like Italians, we really turn your face into a pizza. No acne, how you singing like Alicia? Fuck with my family. Baby, love me little, but goddamn, she's spazzing. Do the whole crew, my street nasty. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. Try me, I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Around and I'ma catch a body. I got the Tommy, no heel figure. Lil Deja ain't bout it, bitch, how you figure? I don't do no drugs, I be all flicker. So lifted, fly to your girl, baby, gonna see. I gotta get this money, my palms itching. Got some light holes, more stomp. I don't wanna do no songs, I don't wanna kick it. And I ain't signing to no label, I'm independent. Let a try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Around and I'ma catch a body. Let a try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Around and I'ma catch a body.
All right, man, Sporty LA is Jay Styles. We down, oh yeah, we down at Melrose on, we Sporty LA on Melrose, 7753. Make sure y'all come on out, man. Sporty LA teamed up with Soul Bicycles. Bicycles should be an extension of your life, extension of your art. So make sure y'all come on out. You can see more bicycles on sportylamedia.com. Or sorted styles of bicycles are not available for purchase on sportylamedia.com. All right, so, we was having a discussion during the break, man, about Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, about popularity. And I'm going to let my man Nick Nookum basically do his thing. Nick.
Yeah, so me and Nora were talking. You know, we were on the same team over there during the break. I mean, we thought about it. And if you think about it, J. Cole has more of a mass appeal than Kendrick Lamar in terms of marketing to a wider group of people. And I think that will account for him potentially selling more records in the first week than a Kendrick Lamar will.
I can agree with you on that, but as far as sex symbol, I cannot.
He's definitely more of a sex symbol than
He's
Kendrick
not
Lamar
a sex
will
symbol
ever
at
be.
All. Like zero.
I mean, more than he will ever be. That's
no,
one
but
zero.
He was one lady.
Yeah, that's
what
one.
I'm saying, that's
Nora.
No, that's,
Nora.
She's not the only lady.
But what I'm saying is, if she thinks like that, then a lot of other ladies think the same.
Yeah,
like,
no, look, Nora.
But I'm a lady. I think J. Cole, hands down, is more approachable. So when you talk about image, he's got broader appeal.
Why are you basing that? Why do you think he's more approachable? Have you met him?
Wait, when you see him on
Have you met
Kendrick
him, though? No. I've met Kendrick. I've met Kendrick and J. Cole.
I'm talking about how they come off on media. So you watch, like, J. Cole's interview. You want to have lunch with him. You watch Kendrick, and Kendrick on J. Cole looked shy and nervous.
No,
on
sure.
What was that Colbert interview?
Yeah. He doesn't even look up. He's right. A really shy dude.
Who are you talking about?
Kendrick.
Okay.
No, I'm saying like he looks shy. He's more artsy.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm
just
like
saying I've met the p- people.
I feel like you can't really.
But most people aren't gonna meet them in real life.
Yeah, and so it's got to be like the public persona.
If they're a fan, they're gonna go to the concert. They probably might get to meet them.
Exactly.
Yo, I'm a fan.
That's what I'm saying. You can't really speculate on how they will react
until you
meet them.
That's true. Yeah.
Be reasonable out here.
Wait, you know what we gotta do? We gotta go back to Facebook and get a Facebook poll.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We gotta go get a Facebook poll.
Do you think J. Cole is sexy? No.
Here we go.
So this is how the Facebook poll gonna go. If you think J. Cole has a broader appeal and is more outgoing than Kendrick Lamar,
see J. Cole
making
with
him
shirt
more
off.
Personable, as well as being a sex symbol, as opposed to the coy, you know what I'm saying, innocent, shy, very artistic Kendrick Lamar, we're going to have that poll coming up in about an hour here. And go ahead, leave your thoughts.
I think the question should be, who do you want to see with their shirt off, Kendrick or J. Cole?
Hold on, Kelly said, yeah. Now, if you were to
okay.
Say, all right, man, so let's go to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne announces the free Weezy album. So much going on with Lil Wayne and Cash Money and Young Money, man. Lil Wayne is suing Birdman for $51 million. A while back,
I see.
What's the guy's name? Tyga came out and spoke against Nicki Minaj and Drake. And then you got the whole lawsuit. So. He actually came out with Sorry for the Wait mixtape 2, which was, it was
Sorry.
Yeah, it was pretty much Sorry.
I like Wayne. I like Wayne.
I guess my question is, do the fans of Lil Wayne really care about this free Weezy album? Like, do they really care?
We'll listen, but we're going to critique it harshly.
And I think it's just Carter 5. It's just like, when's it going to get to Carter 5?
We're not. We don't need any more Carters.
Yeah. I don't think we'll hear that Carter.
You don't want to hear it, though, just to, so it's out?
I kind of want to know what all the fuss is about. Like, I mean, a lawsuit, like, it's getting pushed back. Which, I mean, and I've said this before, I think that Baby doesn't see money in it. Like, he doesn't see Wayne recouping the money that they put into the album.
He sees it as a big fail.
See, but that's stupid, though, because he's... I'm not disagreeing with you, because I agree that that's what he's doing. But, like, Lil Wayne is going to outsell anything that they would put out with, like, Young Thug, you know?
I don't know.
No, there's no...
Nobody's buying a Young Thug album.
Wayne has too much of a base.
It's a lot of...
Wayne's like
I'm going to say, like,
He's a legacy artist.
I think more people buy Rich Homie than Young Thug, though.
But, like, they're together now. That's true. They're Rich Gang or whatever. That's true. And they're going to do singles with everyone. Like, their whole album is going to be them two and then someone who's actually good at rapping. And they're just going to... Really? And then they're going to...
Come on, guys. Do y'all remember we actually critiqued the Rich Gang mixtape that they came out with? Rich Homie. And I mean, it had singles on there, but I could not listen to that.
It's a lot.
Okay, and the same with Wayne's mixtape. He don't have no singles on his mixtape.
Yeah, but Wayne has a track record, though, at least.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's bad, if it's horrible.
No, but I'm saying, though, like...
decrease his legacy. That's going to decrease.
A bad album from, like, Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan turns off people to ever listening to them again, as opposed to, like, Lil Wayne's put out a lot of great material, so he, like, deserves benefit of the doubt. You know, if he puts out something bad.
But you know what? I honestly don't think it's really about the material. I think, you know, Birdman and Lil Wayne just clashed a long time ago. And then there was probably some jealousy because Birdman went to go recruit Rich Game and Young Thug. So they kind of had conflict with that. And then so Birdman probably said, man, I ain't releasing this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I just think conflict. I don't even think it's like material wise. You know,
but he didn't do that with Nicki. So it's got to be the content. Like, he's going to put out when Drake is finished. He's not going to stop Drake's album.
Drake is hot.
Exactly. So
Nicki
Wayne
and Drake
is
hot.
That's it. It's the content.
I mean, Wayne's time has passed, but I think it's more of a just a conflict of, you know, it's about.
I don't think it's personal. Baby, it's all about his money.
I think it is like partially content, but I think it's also personal driven. Yeah,
I think it's really some, personal.
Yeah, it's behind
so
the
think
scenes.
He's mad at Wayne and is gonna stall Wayne, but he's gonna push Drake and Nicki.
I mean, it has to be. I mean,
either way, he's still making money. So why wouldn't he push Nicki and Drake?
He needs Drake.
Right, exactly.
Money.
Yeah. So why
because
wouldn't he?
Because they're on a contract. They're on the same contract. Wayne, 5 albums. Wayne has more. Drake has more, and Nicki has more. So
how many
is
he contractually obligated
again? I'm not sure.
How many is he contractually obligated left?
Five. They all have 5 album deals.
I'm
Yeah, but when did that start? I mean, he obviously has released more than five.
Yeah, but he signed again.
But when did he sign again?
Now that, I don't know. The date?
That'll be awesome.
Damn. Jeez. Let me Google this.
I mean, because he's released five albums in the last, right?
I mean, if you count the I'm Not a Human Being.
Which you have to. I mean, technically. For
everyone. Was that 5 years ago? I'm Not a Human Being?
Well, I'm Not a Human Being 2 was like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Mm. So probably.
So you say like three. And like Rebirth, that counts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Wow. You know, he actually has a pretty bad track record.
He's always making music. He's got music.
I think the thing with Lil Wayne is, his time just passed, man. I like, man. Jared, we was talking a lot too long ago. I think Lil Wayne, he's just been out so long. Like, people just like...
Well, he just never took a break.
Yeah, he never really took a break. And then, even when he was in jail, he still had singles.
The album came out. And the album came out.
He had singles on the radio. Yeah. You know, so I think his time just passed. People just kind of...
I don't know.
Like, when I put on my Pandora, I'm in a gym working out, and a Lil Wayne song come on, I'm like, I skip it.
But an old Lil Wayne song?
Yeah. I mean, it has to be like a hit for me to actually listen to it.
He's killing it on the features-wise, though. That's what I don't get.
Oh, yeah.
He's not able to put out singles right now, but... Anytime he's been featured on something the last year and a half, 2 years, he's done really well.
Yeah.
So it's not completely adding up.
And then, too, I just think, too, people want to hear more content. You know, Lil Wayne is not really a content rapper. He's more of a metaphorically rapper. Like, he's, you know, he's good at that.
Sure.
But he don't talk about nothing.
Anything.
You know, well, yeah, so. I mean, he's not, yeah, he doesn't have, like, very deep subject matter.
Right.
Except that Georgia Bush song. How's it?
He's good at metaphors.
But that's like
he's
10 years now. That's like 10 years.
Outside the box wise and that's putting the wordplay.
And he was even good on that feature, Chris Brown Lawyer. Like that was some real shit he said, you know.
But he can't put his whole body of work together because he's high all the time.
Right,
he needs
exactly.
To lay off the lean.
I agree.
And the weed. And maybe he can concentrate.
I agree. I think we'll never see another Carter. That Carter was hard. I think that's my best album for Lil Wayne, the first Carter.
So it looks like I'm Not a Human Being was his 10th album back in 2013. That was it. So
he's just been working on Carter since.
He owes, I think, 2 more albums. And yeah.
You guys think he's gonna get out the contract?
Free Weezy, let him go.
You think he's gonna get out the contract?
He gotta buy it. He gotta.
If he can prove he's not getting paid,
you gotta live up to what you signed to. So yeah, but you gotta either pay.
If he's not getting paid,
or
though.
Or do what you gotta do.
If they owe him money.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, well, what do you do about
and money? Honestly,
why you
honestly,
wait so long to get your money?
All the bad karma that Birdman has built up over
Absolutely.
Screwing over every single Cash Money artist. Like, I hope Wayne gets the 51. Sure. I don't think he will.
Nope.
But I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, was we'll it see. Birdman's fault? Or was it the people that got high and signed the contract?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's on Lil
it
Wayne.
High?
It's definitely on Lil
I'm
Wayne.
Is it
saying,
on Wayne though?
I
mean, is
like
it really on Wayne? I mean,
he's
been with this guy since he was 12.
Well, he's
like,
the one that signed the contracts though.
Yeah,
so
but
it got to be on him.
But it's still title. Like, I mean,
they
I don't
kissed
know.
On the lips. They closer than close.
That, yeah, that,
that's crazy.
Birdman took advantage of him. That's like how like Shook took advantage of Tupac's situation. That's how like I look at Birdman.
He did, but at the same time, Lil Wayne a grown man, so.
I mean,
being a grown man.
But,
Wayne is what, 30, 32?
But you're dealing with someone you look
him?
At as a family member, though.
Do you think
baby strong-arming him?
I think he's using his family.
I just think it was more of a loyalty thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think there's still, like, love there, but, I mean, also these dudes are all about their money. And
well, Birdman
that's
is.
Why you never mix.
But, like, so is Wayne. I think, like, if Wayne didn't sue anyone and was just like, I'm leaving... Like, screw your money, I think Baby would let him go. But, like, he also wants to
I think
to
that's what he was
money.
Trying to do first until he filed the lawsuit.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
I think he was trying to leave, and Baby was like, no. And then now he's like, I'm filing the lawsuit.
Now I'm filing the lawsuit.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. So I'm going to leave that on our Facebook page as well, man. Do you think, well, would you buy this Lil Wayne Free Weezy album?
It's free.
But it's free.
Free.
Well, I'm sorry, it's free. Will you actually listen to it? Or would you play it back?
We haven't heard it yet.
We'll
we don't
listen
know.
To it. You're probably gonna make us review it.
and then probably we'll make our ears bleed.
We'll let you
so
know.
So yes,
we'll
Kelly,
you know.
Kelly, you funny man.
I think it's relating to the stoners and the lean drinkers of the world. I don't know if I'm gonna relate, but we'll see.
Do we have any updates? Any Grammy updates?
Beyonce won Best R&B for Drunken Love.
And she should.
I can get jiggy with that. Yeah,
should.
I love that.
Who else?
I think it didn't say Ed Sheeran won. Sam Smith won Best New Artist.
Yeah, he should have won that.
I can deal with that.
Paramore won something? Good for Hayley Williams.
What about Best New Artist?
Weird Al won for Best Comedy Album.
I thought you were going to say Weird Al. I was like, he didn't win Best New Artist.
Is he still out there?
You said Sam Smith won Best New Artist.
Oh, yes. Sam Smith won Best New Artist as well as Best Pop Album.
Sure. I haven't listened to that whole album.
What about Song of the Year?
That's still up in the air. Best Rap Song Collaboration, Eminem, Rihanna, The Monster.
I knew it, and that really upsets me because it's a terrible song. Terrible. I also want to say that I sound funny because I pierced my tongue like 2 days ago. I don't always have a lisp. I know everyone in the whole world thought I already had my tongue pierced. I didn't.
Hold on. Stop the music, Kelly.
So you mean to tell me you don't... Your tongue wasn't pierced?
It was not pierced.
Never?
Nobody in LA has seen me with my tongue pierced. Like, I had it when
First time you getting your tongue pierced?
No. When I was 17, I did it. And I had it till I was like 20. Yeah.
Took it out?
On accident.
Why did I think you had a tongue ring?
I know. Literally everyone I've talked to.
Maybe because you had this right here.
My lip ring, yeah.
The lip ring, yeah.
But my lip is not in my mouth.
Turn it back on, Kev. Yeah, I had to turn the music off on that for a minute.
Ridiculous.
Okay. All right, man. So thank you all for listening. This is Sporty LA 7753. This is Grammy Week. Make sure y'all check out Sporty LA on all social media, man. Check them out, Sporty LA on Facebook, Sporty LA on Twitter. Make sure you go to the website, SportyLAMedia.com.
Hey, we need to review Fan of a Fan. We need to review Fan of a Fan when it comes out.
You want it?
I don't know, man. Me and Nick both.
Chris Brown, Tyga.
Yeah, hell yeah. And you know how much I hate Tyga. I'm really excited for this album, though.
I don't know. But next week, man, same time, same place next week. Hopefully, we'll be right here at Sporty LA. Jared, what's your social media, man?
Jared M. Andrea at Twitter. Follow me, please. Don't be a loser. Just do it. Thanks.
D. Brown.
And you know, it's your girl, Miss Conversation. Peace, everybody in here. Make sure you follow your girl on Twitter, Miss Combo Piece.
Breezy
Instagram,
Easy.
Conversation Piece.
Wow, that was a lot.
I know.
Breezy Easy on social media. Breezyez. Hit me up.
Nick Nukem, you wanna? Nick Nukem.
Just find Nick Nukem.
Nukem. No,
where in the world is Nick Nukem?
It's a Nukem underscore.
Nukem
underscore Nick at all social media. And you can find me at J Styles TV, all social media, man. Make sure y'all like our page at Oh Yeah We Talk. All right. So I'll see y'all next week. We out. Peace.